Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-430-4602. 800-430-4602. 800-430-4602. Again, that's 800-430-4602. Paid for by NPS.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome into Tomorrow for the weekend of January 17th, 2020. I'm Dave Graveline, and this is the launch of our 25th year on the air. This Into Tomorrow special from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is brought to you in part by
IFA 2020 in Berlin, consumer electronic product integrations and provocative discussions about what the future holds. Visit ifa-berlin.com. By Alarm.com, the leading platform for the intelligently connected property. Visit Alarm.com. And by Celestron, explore the universe like a pro. No experience needed. Check out Celestron.com.
A global technology-driven fitness company we're able to catch up with again this year here in Las Vegas. Joining us once again, since we haven't spoken for a year and they've done a lot more since then, is Wes City from Nautilus. Wes, welcome back into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Pretty good. We've been pretty busy.
I'll bet you have. Yeah. Now, last year we showed one of our guys on a machine that looked a lot like this one. Mm-hmm. Again, video of all the radio interviews, so be sure and swing by intotomorrow.com. Tell me about this device. What is it called and how does it work?
Yeah, so this is the new Bowflex Max Total. It's basically our flagship product. We've taken our best high-intensity interval training machine and bolted our digital platform to it. So we developed this digital platform basically from the ground up with a Max Trainer in mind from the beginning, and we wanted everyone to experience it. So no better way than to bring the screen to them, take the complexity out of the bring your own device model. We saw a lot of really good feedback when people were bringing their tablets, their phones, but obviously the most cumbersome part of that is they've enjoyed the platform, but they still want to use their phone. They still want to, yeah, exactly.
They don't want to have to dedicate their tablet to something that they should be doing to get stronger every day, as your t-shirts here indicate. So why not build in the display, right? And it hopefully encourages people to use it more.
Exactly, and people have been using it already. We've had, inside the app itself, we recorded over 500,000 workouts since we launched this a little over a year ago. People have burned over 70 million calories in the platform. And so now we want to take that platform and make it inescapable. So we have our, the way the platform works, as we went over last year, we've improved on it a little bit. I can walk over some features, but the basics are you do a fitness assessment. It sees how strong you are today. And it tries to make you stronger every day, like the t-shirt says, exactly. So it basically builds a custom workout for you every day that's a little bit longer, a little bit harder. If you take a break, that's fine. You can, it'll adjust for that. And it'll give you an interval workout tailored just for you to keep things fresh.
Very cool. So pretty much like the one we saw last year as you first introduced it, but the built-in display, some additional new features.
That's right.
Mainly anything that it can do to encourage us to use the fitness equipment, and having technology make a difference is always a good thing.
Yeah, so it's funny you mentioned that. Do you want me to walk through some of the features on that?
Yeah, sure. Give us a couple of good ones.
Yeah, that's a good segue. So one of the funniest things, actually my favorite feature about this is, like you said, to get people using it. So we find that one of the most motivating ways to get people to use your machine is to basically say, what are you already doing? So as soon as you hit start, we basically say, hey, while you're working out, do you want to watch Netflix? Do you want to watch Prime Video? Do you want to watch Hulu? So we actually have those streaming services built into the platform itself.
Now, I'm loving that. I'll tell you why. Obviously, I don't work out a lot regularly. I'm trying to get stronger every day, but not necessarily in this way like I should. But I don't do my treadmill at home unless the TV's working. And I've got a little area where I have my treadmill and, yeah, a couple of weights, whatever. But if I can't watch TV, I'm just bored with it. I might last 5-10 minutes on the treadmill and say, okay, I'm done. It, for me, music doesn't do it. I've got to be distracted. So that's cool that you're actually asking. You want to watch Netflix? I don't know about a 3-hour movie on this device, but hey, you know, more power to you.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. In my opinion, the perfect length workout on this is 22 minutes, which is the exact length of The Office. So you can just kind of binge watch from day to day. Yeah, so you log in, and we have this new feature called the floating metrics bar, so you can still follow along with your custom workout, and you kind of drag it wherever you want in the screen that's most convenient. And it'll give you dings to change intervals. It'll tell you how long, much time you have left. It'll tell you how many calories you have had burned, and won't distract you from your show, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody can use a little ding now and then, by all means. Exactly. Now, for the first time ever with your relationship as one of your other companies, I didn't realize, Schwinn, you now have an exercise bike as well. Tell me about that, and let's take a look at it, too.
So this is the new Bowflex bike. It is the very first bike, indoor cycling bike by Bowflex. As you mentioned, one of our sister brands is Schwinn Fitness. We've been developing bikes through the Schwinn brand for decades, right? So we've basically taken the best of what we've learned from Schwinn and brought it to Bowflex and made it as versatile as possible. So a lot of the other biking platforms that you see advertised today, they'll lock you into a single subscription service, and as soon as you stop paying for that service, that giant screen that you bought basically doesn't work anymore. Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't seem fair.
Exactly. We basically say you may want to bounce around from app to app, bounce around from service to service. So we made a bike that broadcasts a Bluetooth signal that connects with major services like Peloton, like Zwift, like Strava, like basically any sort of cycling app that you find to be really motivating to you. You can connect to it. You can follow along while still have a kind of a great bike product.
Tell me what this separate device is here that's labeled as Bowflex.
Yeah, so this is our console that's embedded into the machine itself, and it's basically taking a data feed of all the relevant information from the bike and broadcasting it to you. What it's also doing is sending a Bluetooth signal that can be kind of sucked up by any app that you find to be relevant. So right now we have the Peloton app, which features the exact same on-demand library and live streaming videos that you have with the regular Peloton bike, but instead it's inside of an app on an iPad, as you can see here, and we're actually broadcasting cadence to it. You can also hook up a heart rate monitor and follow along. You can still see who else is like biking with you right now. We're the only one in this class in particular, so it's pretty lonely in there, but that's fine. But yeah, so you can hook it up with that app. You can also hook it up with apps like Zwift and Strava, basically whatever you're into. Follow along on YouTube and have a great
time. What's cool about that is not only can you use different apps, unlike a lot of others that confine you to whatever their platform is, but I mean, wouldn't Peloton and others be competitors to you with this kind of a bike? But you can still use, if that's what you like, you can use their apps, their platforms, and your bike.
Yeah, that's right. So even though all these other companies are manufacturing bikes, at the end of the day, we're thinking about what the consumer wants, and the consumer doesn't want to be locked into a single experience. They just want a great bike that does what they want it to do. The bike is awesome. It uses magnetic resistance, so it's a very smooth ride as you're adjusting it, as opposed to a physical resistance that's blocking the flywheel. It's made out of like really strong materials. It has this dipped foam handle, which is fantastic. It comes with the weights. My favorite thing that kind of represents the idea of this bike is that it's for hardcore people and casual people aside. So if you're really hardcore, you get into Zwift, you want to compete with people, that's awesome. If you're really casual and you want to spin class and want to watch Peloton or YouTube, that's cool for you too. So you can either step in with the toe cage or clip in with the pedals there. That's kind of, for me, like the metaphor of what this bike is about. You're either hardcore, you're casual, but either way, you're kind of welcome on it.
And you may start out casual and become hardcore.
Exactly.
Good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, love it. And availability and price yet?
So it just launched, I think just last month. The price is $899 for the bike.
By that, we don't mean under $9. It's $899. Just want to clarify that.
Yeah,
and for the first device as well?
Yeah, I want to double check the price on that, but I believe it's $24.99. It is a lot more expensive, obviously, than the bike, but it's also our flagship product with a digital experience built in.
Got it. And Nautilus Inc., NautilusINC.com for more information. Wes, you're a delight to chat with. So thanks for joining us again on Into Tomorrow.
Thank you. Pay no attention to the man below the curtain, right?
Exactly. And keep up the good work, because one of these days I'm going to become stronger every day. IntoTomorrow.com for all the videos of all the radio interviews here in Vegas this week. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with much more from Las Vegas here on the Advanced Media Network.